Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you live in a neighborhood that has new homes being built, you've probably noticed that home construction has not really slowed down during this difficult time. Is that because social distancing is easier in the construction industry, or is the demand for new homes not seeing much effect from the virus crisis? Mark Nix is Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of South Carolina in Columbia. And a disclaimer, the HBA of South Carolina is a subscriber to voterheads.com, a local government monitoring service wholly owned by Magnolia Media Incorporated, the producer of the South Carolina Business Review radio show. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, give us an overview of the HBA of SC.
The Home Builders Association of South Carolina is a nonprofit trade association that represents the residential construction industry. Anyone that works on your house or your apartment usually are members of ours to help build that house or keep it in repair or even do renovations or remodelings.
And most locales have their own home builders associations as well. Would they all be part of your network?
Yeah, we're based on the umbrella. So as a state association, if you're a member of one of our 15 local associations, you're also automatically a member of the state association. And with our national association called the National Association of Home Builders.
All right. So now let's talk about what your industry is going through. What's it like? What's the environment, the business activity with home building during this pandemic?
Life has changed a good bit, but we're trying to make arrangements to make sure we can continue building houses, make sure the job sites are safe, trying to keep the job sites down to 10 or less people, and make sure we have the social distancing of 6 feet, make sure we're keeping a clean workplace, and also making sure we clean the tools afterwards, making sure on a daily basis we're maintaining CDC and OSHA standards.
But how about going forward? Are you hearing from your members about new orders coming in for homes?
We are. You know, most people don't realize we usually see a house being built. It's never one of those options that just happens overnight. In many instances, it's been going on for years, getting a house ready with the infrastructure. You know, when we build a house, the roads, the water, the sewer, the sidewalks, all that is actually being put in by developers and builders ahead of time before you even see the first wall going up on a house. It's a long, arduous process and regulatory process going through that. So when you see the house actually getting built, you're talking several years down the road where everything's been moved forward. And you know, especially after we're just coming out of this downturn of the recession, where we severely underbuilt, we're tens of thousands of houses and apartments behind to meet the need and the demand we have in South Carolina because of the growth.
And so with the shortage of single-family homes due to the last financial crisis 10, 12 years ago, you're saying that the great economy that we've had over the past few years, there's still a considerable shortage of homes versus demand.
Without a doubt, I think you can look no further than the pricing of housing and the pricing of your rents. When you see them as high as they are in many areas because of one main function, the demand is outstripping the supply we have. I believe across the state, you know, usually you say a good healthy supply is a little 3 months or more of housing ready to be moved into. We're nowhere close to that. I mean, I'm hearing less than a month to several weeks of supply out there, which does one thing, it drives up those costs, makes it more difficult for people to actually move into new houses or move into existing houses even.
And now with the sizable drop in interest rates, has that also translated into a drop in mortgage interest rates?
Yeah, I believe you see that. And I think we're going to see more of it in the future since these interest rates are just now dropped. We're going to see more of that in the next couple months of those benefits. Now, there's a different way of buying houses. I think you'll see more virtual tours of houses, fewer of the walking into the model homes, having to require to have appointments to go into the model home so those houses can be cleaned after every person leaves.
And this is actually heading into prime home buying season, isn't it, as the weather gets warmer?
Exactly. This, during the spring and the summer, is the number one time you see people wanting to go out and look at houses.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Nix is the Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. And a disclaimer, the HBA of South Carolina is a subscriber to VoterHeads.com, a local government monitoring service wholly owned by Magnolia Media Incorporated, the producer of the South Carolina Business Review radio show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.